The last thing I want to ask you about is the other major advance that occurred in terms of adjuvant trastuzumab. Can you kind of review that?
Well, this is actually the most exciting story that has happened in my career with treating breast cancer. Now, as your audience will know very well, trastuzumab has been available since 1998, and it's an antibody treatment that is directed at a protein that is found on the surface of breast cancer cells, and that protein is the HER2 protein. Now, HER2 overexpressing breast cancers are seen in about 1 out of 5 breast cancers or 1 out of 4 breast cancers. Now, although we can see the protein overexpression with something called immunohistochemistry, probably the best test to really know what a tumor is being driven by is the DNA-based test, where we actually look for amplification of the HER2 gene. And basically, there's a little strip of DNA which, for reasons we don't know, in 1 out of 4 breast cancers has multiple copies in the nucleus. And that leads to a whole downstream cascade of events that makes that breast cancer a bad-acting breast cancer, more likely to recur, more likely to progress, more likely to be resistant to tamoxifen. So at the end of the day, the advantage of having Herceptin for advanced breast cancer was a big breakthrough in 1998. Now, in 2005, this is really the year of adjuvant Herceptin. We have 5 studies now that are all reporting that if you give adjuvant Herceptin to a woman who has a HER2-driven breast cancer, that her chances of having recurrence are markedly reduced. In general, if you were to put them all together and average the effects, we're talking about a 50% reduction in the risk of recurrence in any given year. At the end of the day, what we know now, having had 5 trials all sort of tell us that the adjuvant Herceptin is a good idea, is that you can give adjuvant Herceptin for 1 year after chemotherapy and reduce the risk of recurrence by about half. That was the HERA trial, which was done largely in Europe. Now, the American trials took advantage of what we thought we knew from the metastatic setting, and that was that Herceptin worked best if you gave it with chemotherapy. And all of the North American trials basically combined Herceptin with a taxane-based chemotherapeutic.
But those patients first got an anthracycline, and then after that was completed, a taxane with the trastuzumab.
Exactly. The combined analysis of the NSABP trial and the NCCTG trial were 2 trials that basically gave AC for 4 cycles, followed by Taxol for 4 treatments at 3 weeks or 12 treatments at weekly intervals. And the Herceptin was given or not, and that was a randomized determination, with the last treatments of taxane. So basically, AC followed by a taxane with Herceptin outperformed AC followed by a taxane. And that effect was remarkably robust, a 50% reduction in recurrence, and in addition, a hint of improved overall survival, even though the median follow-up of those trials is only about 2 years.
I guess people, in contrast to what you were saying before about the long natural history in the ATTACC trial and in ER-positive trials, it's very different with HER2-positive breast cancer.
Well, that point is actually a critical one. With HER2-driven breast cancer, the recurrences are often very early, and they're often very aggressive. And so in North America, this is why the uptake of the HERA approach, giving your chemotherapy first and only after it's finished and even the radiation is finished do you go on to trastuzumab, is not being accepted so widely. Because in that population, there are patients who actually have recurrences during their chemotherapy. There's probably a couple of percent of women who basically would have a recurrence before they ever had that chance of curative intent Herceptin. So in our practice in Canada, as well as the rest of North America, to my understanding, people in general are using the Herceptin together with the taxane chemotherapy.